four have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherish and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Like I said, we've got a lot of things going on here. It's another Fast and Furious. Ha ha. Right, Eric Holder? Another Fast and Furious day here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to be taking care of all these totalitarians. And by the way, got some really big news we're going to be talking about here shortly. Anyway, they're back at it again out in California, shutting people down and everything, businesses. The Silver Dollar Saloon in Marysville, California is the latest victim. They opened up, they started serving meals, they started serving drinks, and again, somebody down there under the Golden Dome, one of the men who now resides in the Golden Dome, in the basement deep within the bowels of the basement, the capital down there, hiding under his desk with all the other cockroaches that are sliming around down there is, you got it, pretty boy. Mm-hmm. Gavin Newsom, and he reaches out and touches people. Yes, he does, and he sends in the ABC group to pull the license, or at least to limit the license, of the Silver Dollar Saloon. So no more drinks for you. That's correct. You just can't be selling any drinks because, you know, it's just too much notoriety. When all the different people from all the different news agencies descend on the Silver Dollar Saloon, a classic place, been since the 1800s, Gold Rush days, in Marysville, California. By the way, Mary Murphy, Marysville was named after, she's one of the survivors of the Donner Party. Oh, history. Shocking. Just a little bit of history touching everybody. Yeah, the Donner Party, Mary Murphy, she was one of them. And that's why Marysville is called Marysville, because of Mary Colvard. Actually, she married Boulevard. Anyway, so just a little side note, that bar, if you will, close to Chinatown, what was at that time China, isn't that interesting? China, we'll be talking about China today. But anyway, the bar, well, I guess they can't sell drinks inside the bar now because there's just so much notoriety. Now, they were requiring their people to walk in and have face masks on, which they did. Everything was in compliance. But they just got too much notoriety. So the ABC folks show up and say, well, by order of the governor. Oh, jeez, there you go. Just too much spreading around. And, of course, here's Donald Trump out there telling me, open up, let's go. So let's go. Let's really, really go. And let's get this bad boy humming. Now in California, New California, there is talk. There is real talk going on about New California. When New California, the state, is finally established, or when it's being established, that the Space Force will be headquartered in New California. Yeah, that Space Force of the future. The space race is on again. The second space race is on again. It's going to be really, really exciting to see this one. Race to the moon. Donald Trump wants to go to the moon. Can you imagine that? And beyond. Yeah, that's why the Space Force was created in the first place. And they want to settle in to New California. I want you guys to think about that for a while. I've been thinking about it once I was found out about it. I'm going, really? Us? So if you think about it, that's, well, again, think about it. I'm thinking about it. I'll be perseverating on it. Anyway, so that's just some of the really good news. And, of course, there's going to be protests all up and down the state of California and around the nation to get everybody back together. All those states out there that haven't opened up, guess what? You'll find them opening up here very shortly. The president is actually calling for all that to happen. So, anyway, let's get on to some other news that's going on here. It's some very, very important stuff. And that is, you've got Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The latest on Ruth Bader Ginsburg. We got this last night, flash across the screen. She's got some sort of a hospital. She's hospitalized with an infection, the court announces. Okay. So this is from Vandana Rambaran. There you go. Vandana. Okay. Good job, Vandana, on this one. Says Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was hospitalized with an infection caused by a gallstone, the court announced Tuesday, adding that she's expected to remain in the hospital for a day or two. The gallstones are very dangerous, in my opinion. I've known some people with gallstones. Knock on wood, those of you that haven't had a gallstone, but I was with someone who was very, very close to that had a gallstone. I'll tell you what, it was not pretty. Anyway, it says Ginsburg, 87, underwent non-surgical treatment for acute cholecystitis, a benign gallbladder condition, at Johns Hopkins in Baltimore on Tuesday. The justice had undergone outpatient tests at Sibley Memorial Hospital in Washington, D.C. Monday following oral arguments with the court, which confirmed that she had gallstone blocking her cystic duct. Okay, there's a cystic duct that runs from the gallstone, from the gallbladder down into your intestine. It's called the cystic duct, resulting in an infection. That's why it's called, what was that name of the cystic gallbladder, blah, blah, blah. It's caused by gallstone. Where is that word? Cholecystitis. There you go. Which is an infection of right there at the, you know, the junction where the cystic duct. It's called a cystic duct. Very important to clean out. Listen, I'm telling you, because I know how this works. I've done this with two people. That when you go in and have the operation and they clean out the gallstones and they take out your gallbladder and all that stuff, you've got to clean out the cystic duct. You've got to clean out the cystic duct. Else the person. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm well versed in this. I sat with the surgeons twice on two different people that I know. And the first one I said, this is just amazing. The first one, They did the operation and everything was fine. All of a sudden, the person got really sick again from the same symptoms. There's a whole cavalcade of symptoms that go on. And I had to take the person back to the hospital and said, they got the same symptom. I said, did you take everything out? Did you take the gallbladder out? Did you get those gallstones out? They're like, really? And so the guy went down the checklist in the surgery and he stops. He stops right in front of me. We're standing there in the hallway and he says, he looks up and he says, they didn't clean out the cystic duct. Now, surgeons, I think you know what that means, right? And it reinfected. It got infected. And it was a life and death thing for this person. Life and death. And they took the person to the hospital by helicopter. Right. That's how it was. Fabulous surgeon got a hold of the whole situation and fixed it. And not without a lot of stress and strain. Anyway, I know that person's listening right now. Anyway, it says here, the justice had undergone outpatient tests at Sibley Memorial Hospital, blah, blah, blah. The justice is resting comfortably and plans to participate in oral arguments teleconference tomorrow morning remotely from the hospital, the court said in a statement. Now, when was this written? Doesn't give me the time or date. Now, come on, guy. It was written 9 hours. It was published 12 hours ago from now. So, okay, maybe tomorrow morning, today. You know, that's a little, I don't think so. Just me. Because, you know, I kind of know what goes on here. So I'm kind of thinking, nah, maybe not. Anyway, so much for Justice Ginsburg. You know, so much for me. No coughing for me. Anyway, I know, no, it's allergy season. I just took the honey. So the treatment hasn't taken effect yet. But it will. It absolutely will. The golden throat will return. So she's resting comfortably, they say, and plans to participate. I don't see it happening. Wednesday's case, set to be argued by a teleconference, is the coronavirus. Wow. Oh, I'm sorry. Due to the coronavirus. But they're going to be involving the Little Sisters of the Poor, religious group serving the poor and elderly. There you go. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to ROM Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. ROM Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a ROM Solar.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Oh boy. We got this whole thing with last night. Yesterday, it's the end of the show, I think. We were talking about Venezuela. And you know, it's kind of interesting. I'd just gotten a briefing on some of my people that I'd met with. We hadn't talked in a while. One of them I hadn't talked to in a long time. And this was night before last. So this is now Wednesday. So that was Monday night. And I was really happy to hear from them. You know, some of our sources out there, really, they're really out there, and you worry about them, you know. And pretty soon, you hear from them, and you go, oh. Because, you know, some of these guys have been with me for 15 years. 15 years. I've been on the radio almost 21 years. 21 years. I'm an adult now. The radio show is an adult now. The radio show can buy alcohol. And, you know, there's going to be a draft. Did I tell you that? I'm hearing that they're actually going to bring back the draft. And this is now more information than some of you youngers wanted to probably hear. But it looks like there's going to be a draft set up. Again, you know, and, you know, I was involved in the draft. I wasn't drafted. They went over my numbers, actually, which is kind of weird. I just didn't get drafted. But the... And, of course, my whole military operation, wanting to become a Marine and everything, was sort of spoiled by my father-in-law, who was a lifer in the Marines. That's another story. I mean, not a bad thing. It's a very good thing, actually. I love my father-in-law very much. Anyway, but it looks like the president is going to call for a draft. And I think it's a pretty darn good idea myself. And, you know, especially with the fervor that we're seeing right now with the protests that are going on. You know, these are the kind of protests you'll want. These are constitutional protests going on here, folks. We talk about constitutionalism with what we're doing with the New California State Movement. And I can tell you right now that it is absolutely banging it out of the park. We are, you know, we know that. And that's one of the reasons I think the president is considering putting the Space Force in New California. Just a little, that's just some raw meat for you guys out there. But the whole notion of having a draft, I think it was going to be a good one. But, you know, it'll be very good for our country. The problem is that we're faced with a situation in which we have a very, very tenuous world right now. And you can see with this whole coronavirus business, this really is an attack on the United States of America. I mean, I don't care what anybody says out there. This is a real attack on the United States of America. It's a bioweapon type of an attack. And, you know, we discussed, you know, about the etiology about this whole thing and about the structure of the virus itself, the genetic mutations. And so it's a COVID virus, which is a standardized cold virus. There's COVIDs all over the place. And like I said before, we live in a sea. A miasma. The word miasma comes up. And there's a whole history about the miasma world. Anyway, but all, you know, we breathe in. Our eyes are constantly being flooded with viruses of all sorts, you know. Obviously, 99.9% of them don't get through and don't affect us. But, you know, you get that 1/10 of 1% and all of a sudden, shazam, we can get the flu. Now, we're starting to find out in the COVID business that they're marking up all these other deaths from other things to COVID, right? Just to get the numbers up, because it's all a money's racket. These people get tons of money. If it's related to COVID, these nursing homes in particular, you know, you see, this is the insidious thing of what Cuomo did, is that he took all the people that were elderly and put them in to nursing homes. I mean, you talk about, you know, death panel. Cuomo was a death panel himself. And they decided, and the reason is because if you get a COVID patient, you get more money. Right. And if they die, they get more money. I mean, what have we come to? Just basically eugenics, in the United Nations Agenda 21 style. It's the Hitlerian methodology. It clearly is. Joseph Mengele lives, really, in spirit, right, with the eugenicists. And, of course, who's the big one? Bill Gates, shocking. I know that just shocks you. But anyway, there's a great video out right now, and I'm going to play part of it right now just to kind of give you a little bit of a tune-in and a tune-up. This is a video. It's called the CV-19 and Coronavirus Cover-Up. It just came out yesterday. And it talks about a whistleblower by the name of Judy Mikovits, Ph.D. And I'm not going to play too much of it, but I want you to get kind of the feel for this as to how this whole thing is playing out. With she's a researcher. She's been deeply involved in the coronavirus business or in the virology business. Knows the Anthony Fauci and all this stuff. And has some interesting stories. I'll probably play some snippets of this that could be long in nature. But I want to play this one right now so you kind of get a little flavor from where I'm going to go. Because I'm going to tell you a little bit about Bill Gates and some other people. And chemtrails. Oh, chemtrails. Shocking. Shocking chemtrails. Here, listen to this. This is she being interviewed, and her name is Judy Mikovits, Ph.D.
That works.
So I have to ask you, are you anti-vaccine?
Oh, absolutely not. In fact, vaccine is immune therapy, just like interferon alpha is immune therapy. So I'm not anti-vaccine. My job is to develop immune therapies. That's what vaccines are.
Do you believe that this virus was created in a laboratory?
Listen.
I wouldn't use the word created, but you can't say naturally occurring if it was by way of the laboratory.
Okay, I want to clarify this. This virus was created in 1988. It was modified. This is the hang-up. People are kind of getting it. But, you know, sources close to Agenda 21 Radio have already identified this. We came out with this in early March, February, maybe, around that time. I'll tell you, there was something very strange about this when I had it. I mean, I felt very strange. It wasn't quite moving through my body like the traditional virus does. And I said to myself, you know, I think just this was my gut. Because I've had a lot of viral illnesses, including at age 36, adult chicken pox. Try that one out. I survived. Obviously, I survived. Other people around me who had it in my little cadre died. So it's lethal. It's lethal. I managed to survive. So I know how every serious mumps at age 26 know you get arthritis, and men, you're in trouble with that one. And let me tell you. But, you know, then I got the COVID back in, what I identified as COVID back in December, January, February. And I was really sick, and everybody knew this. And I was in fact, people were telling me, I said, man, you were really sick. I'm like, yes, I was. But it just didn't quite feel right in the way it was moving through my body as a traditional one virus would do. From the time you get, you know, go through the incubation period, then you have onset, and then as it transitions and you have the effects of the disease, and then it kind of tapers off, it was not right. The feeling of start and stop and come out and come back and all that. But I said to myself, you know, this just isn't genetically kind of working for me. And that's what she's saying here. It was not really. I'll play it again so you kind of get it. Here we go.
Early occurring, if it was by way of the laboratory. So it's very clear this virus was manipulated, this family of viruses was manipulated and studied in a laboratory where the animals were taken into the laboratory, and this is what was released, whether deliberate or not. That cannot be naturally occurring. Somebody didn't go to a market, get a bat, the virus didn't jump directly to humans. That's not how it works. That's accelerated viral evolution.
Accelerated viral evolution. See, viruses evolve. That's the other thing, too. You know, and we kind of mark this out, that viruses do actually evolve. That's why there's a different virus, we think, on the East Coast as opposed to the West Coast. Two different viruses, same strain, same COVIDs. But viral evolution happens long-term, not quickly, like we've seen with this. That's a manipulation factor. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
The entire global population.
If we activate mandatory vaccines globally, I imagine these people stand to make hundreds of billions of dollars that own the vaccines.
And they'll kill millions. as they already have with their vaccines. There is no vaccine currently on the schedule for any RNA virus that works.
Oh, so who owns these viruses? You can own a virus? Yes, you can own it. Who owns the virus is the real big deal. So, and I said it's about chemtrails, right? How about this one? Coronavirus European Patent, EP3172319A1. It's a Perbright Institute. Who owns the Perbright Institute? Who owns the coronavirus? Well, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Shocking. Shocking. Aren't you shocked? I'm sure you're shocked. You're just so shocked about this, right? This is just a shocking discovery.
Conflicts of interest. And this is the crime behind letting somebody like Bill Gates with billions of dollars. Nobody elected him. He has no medical background. He has no expertise. But we let people like that have a voice in this country while we destroy the lives of millions of people.
Normalcy only returns when we've largely vaccinated the entire global population.
If we activate mandatory vaccines globally, I imagine these people stand to make hundreds of billions of dollars that own the vaccines.
And they'll kill millions, as they already have with their vaccines. There is no vaccine currently on the schedule for any RNA virus that works.
Okay, so now, RNA virus, owned by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Aren't you shocked? It gets better. It gets better. The U.S. patent for SARS coronavirus. You know, the one that just killed a lot of people a couple years ago? Yeah, that one? Oh, it's patent number #200625-7852 was granted to Chiron. The vaccine maker GlaxoSmithKline purchased the patent. Well, I hear crickets out there. I hear crickets.
So I have to ask you, are you anti-vaccine?
Oh, absolutely not. In fact, vaccine is immune therapy, just like interferon alpha is immune therapy. So I'm not anti-vaccine. My job is to develop immune therapies. That's what vaccines are.
Do you believe that this virus was created in a laboratory?
I wouldn't use the word created, but you can't say naturally occurring if it was by way of the laboratory. So it's very clear this virus was manipulated, this family of viruses was manipulated and studied in a laboratory where the animals were taken into the laboratory, and this is what was released, whether deliberate or not. That cannot be naturally occurring. Somebody didn't go to a market, get a bat. The virus didn't jump directly to humans. That's not how it works. That's accelerated viral evolution.
Speeding up the viral evolution, okay? Because what will happen to viruses is viruses will evolve once they're, you know, they mutate into certain varieties. They will evolve. And they usually, it takes a while for that to happen naturally. It just doesn't happen overnight, which is exactly what happened with this one.
If it was a natural occurrence, it would take it up to 800 years to occur.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot that part. 800 years. 800 years for it to occur.
This occurred from SARS-1 within a decade.
Oh, I'm sorry. SARS-1. You know, GlaxoSmithKline, who purchased the patent for SARS coronavirus.
That's not naturally occurring.
And do you have any ideas of where this occurred?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it occurred between the North Carolina laboratories, Fort Detrick, U.S. Army Research Institute of Infectious Disease, and the Wuhan laboratory.
$3.7 million flowed from the National Institutes of Health here in the U.S. to the Wuhan lab in China, the same lab where many people have said that this coronavirus infection first originated. We also now know that NIAID, the department associated with the National Institutes of Health, of which Dr. Anthony Fauci is in control, had already been conducting experiments with the Wuhan lab in the past in regard to coronavirus. If Dr. Anthony Fauci cannot be honest with the public about his connection to this lab, then Fauci has to go.
In 1999, I was working in Fort Detrick in USAMRIID there, and my job was to teach Ebola how to infect human cells without killing them. Ebola couldn't infect human cells until we took it in the laboratories and talked to them.
It's hard to ignore the death tolls. People have been dying. They are dying from this in quite alarming numbers. How do you reconcile that?
It's pretty easy when you see, for me, when you see what the government has done, and that is that they took, quoting Dr. Birx,
we've taken a very liberal approach to mortality.
If my husband were to die, who has COPD, his lungs have fibrosis, his lungs would look exactly like somebody with COVID-19, theoretically, but he has no evidence of infection. So if you're not testing and you don't have evidence of infection, and if you walked in there today, you know, they'd call it COVID-19. And we hear this from the doctors and nurses who are upset.
I've seen so many doctors online that have made their own webcam videos just perplexed by the protocol that the CDC had given them.
Well, last Friday, I received a 7-page document that sort of told me that if I had an 86-year-old patient that had pneumonia but was never tested for COVID-19, but sometime after she came down with pneumonia, we learned that she had been exposed to her son, who had no symptoms, but later on was identified with COVID-19, that it would be appropriate to diagnose on the death certificate COVID-19.
When I'm writing up my death report, I'm being pressured to add COVID. Why is that? Why are we being pressured to add COVID to maybe increase the numbers and make it look a little bit worse than it is? I think so.
Why would they want to skew the number of deaths due to COVID-19?
Well, fear is a great way to control people. And sometimes people's ability to think for themselves is paralyzed if they're frightened enough. And that's not where I want people to be. I want people to say, we're going to get through this. I'm going to use my head. I'm going to go to different sources. I'm going to listen to different sources. And I'm going to think for myself, because that's what America's about.
If someone dies with COVID-19, we are counting that as a COVID-19 death.
You don't die with an infection. You die from an infection.
I've talked with doctors who have admitted that they are being incentivized to list patients that are sick or have died with COVID-19.
Yeah, $13,000 from Medicare, if you call it COVID-19.
Right now, Medicare has determined that if you have a COVID-19 admission to the hospital, you'll get paid $13,000. If that COVID-19 patient goes on a ventilator, you get $39,000, three times as much.
And you've killed them with the ventilator because you gave them the wrong treatment.
All the things that just don't make sense, the patients I'm seeing in front of me, the lungs I'm trying to improve, have led me to believe that we are operating under a medical paradigm that is untrue. And I fear that this misguided treatment will lead to a tremendous amount of harm to a great number of people in a very short time.
My next question is about Italy. I want to know why Italy was hit so hard.
Italy has a very old population. They're very sick with inflammatory disorders. They got, at the beginning of 2019, an untested new form of influenza vaccine that had four different strains of influenza, including the highly pathogenic H1N1. That vaccine was grown in a cell line, a dog cell line. Dogs have lots of coronaviruses, and that's why they're not testing there. You could just say, oh, it was that.
As the country begins emerging from the worst of the coronavirus epidemic, one question remains. What happened to all the hydroxychloroquine?
We know that hydrochloroquine and zinc are working great for patients. And then Fauci comes out and says, well, there's no double-blind controlled placebo study, which, by the way, Dr. Fauci, is there going to be a double-blind controlled placebo study of your vaccine? Is there?
In a survey polling nearly 2,300 doctors in some 30 countries, hydroxychloroquine was ranked as the most effective medication to treat the virus.
The AMA was saying, you know, doctors will lose their license if they use hydroxychloroquine, the anti-malarial drug that's been on the list of essential medicine worldwide for 70 years. Dr. Fauci calls that anecdotal
data.
It's not storytelling if we have thousands of pages of data saying it's effective against these families of viruses. And this is essential medicine, and they keep it from the people. Not only now, but back in autism with our discovery, there was an old antiviral drug, 100-year-old drug called Suramin, on the WHO list of essential medicine. It literally gave kids with autism a voice, a life. What did Bayer and Monsanto do? They took it away from everybody. You couldn't get it to save your life right now. We tried, believe me, every way we could. So when you take away a medicine, and not just the WHO, not just the WHO, the FDA, the CDC, Tony Fauci, close everything. Just end it all, and we've got a healthy world again. And we got tons of money because we can take all that money they're making on their patents and we can give it to the victims of this plague of corruption.
Is it safe to say that anything that cannot be patented has been shut down intentionally because there's no way to profit from it, all these natural remedies that we have had forever?
Absolutely, that's fair to say, and that's exactly what's going on in COVID-19. The game is to prevent the therapies till everyone is infected and push the vaccines, knowing that the flu vaccines increase the odds by 36% of getting COVID-19.
Where does that data come from?
A publication last year where the military who had been vaccinated with influenza were more susceptible to coronaviruses. Coronaviruses are in every animal. So if you've ever had a flu vaccine, you were injected with coronaviruses and then to put on a mask.
This doesn't make any sense. We wear masks in an acute setting to protect us. We're not wearing masks. Why is that? Because we understand microbiology, we understand immunology, and we want strong immune systems. Our immune system is used to touching. We share bacteria, staphylococcal, streptococcal bacteria, viruses. We develop an immune response daily to this stuff. When you take that away from me, my immune system drops. As I shelter in place, my immune system drops. You keep me there for months, it drops more. And now I'm at home, hand washing vigorously, washing the counters, worried about things that are indeed what I need to survive.
You're not immunodeficient, and you're not elderly. You should be able to go out without any gloves and without a mask. I think if you are those things, you should either shelter in place or wear a mask and gloves. I don't think everybody needs to wear a mask and gloves because it reduces your bacterial flora. It doesn't allow you to interact with society, and your bacteria flora and your viruses, your friends that protect you from other diseases, end up going away, and now you're more likely to get opportunistic infections, infections that are hoping you don't have your good bugs fighting for you, if that makes sense.
And then as we all come out of shelter in place with a lower immune system and start trading viruses and bacteria, what do you think is going to happen? Disease is going to spike.
I guarantee when we reopen, there's going to be a huge, huge amount of illness that's going to be rampant.
The building blocks of your immune system is virus and bacteria, end of story.
Wearing the mask literally activates your own virus. You're getting sick from your own reactivated coronavirus expressions. And if it happens to be SARS-CoV-2, then you've got a big problem.
You're not the first virologist who has told me that we're doing the exact opposite of what we should be doing to contain and to create immunity from this virus.
Why would you close the beach? You've got sequences in the soil, in the sand. You've got healing microbes in the ocean, in the salt water. That's insanity.
That's insanity, and that's exactly what Gavin Newsom is doing to us, because he's insane. He should resign, you know, Gavin Newsom. Save us all a little bit of misery. But, you know, I guess we have to kind of take charge as people, as free Americans. This is all insanity. You know, if you go to the Silver Dollar Saloon, you know, you know, you might mix it up. You might be wearing, you know, rebreathing your spittle, which will contain maybe the COVID-19 virus, and you reinfect. Hello? Yeah, That's what they're saying. You put on a mask, you're not protecting yourself or anybody, really. You know, when these masks are used, usually, I mean, some of these masks are rebreathing. You know, you go out and you're spraying your car with spray paint. You know, it's very toxic. You want a respirator, obviously. You know, you want to protect yourself from the fumes, basically. But you know, when you're talking about bacteria and viruses, there's little help in a mask. You know, what happens with a mask? Think of a surgeon. A surgeon goes in, he gloves up, first of all, he scrubs, he puts on the scrubs, and he puts on the gloves, and then he puts the mask on, you know, the mask, I think, goes on first. And the reason why it goes on isn't because he's afraid he's going to get some sort of bacteria and he's going to suck it in. He's trying to protect the patient from guess what? His breath. His breath may be containing viruses. They're going to get out and get on the patient and infect the patient with an open wound. Can you imagine how bad that would be? Or they're working with blood products. They're putting in blood products in a patient. And they're out there breathing without masks. That just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But, you know, why do you walk around in public with a mask on? You're rebreathing your own germs. You're reinfecting yourself over and over and over and over again. It doesn't make any sense. That's why I take off the mask. The other part of it is about the antibody-antigen relationship, and they're talking about this. Your best friends are your viruses and bacteria that live on you. It's the fauna, they call it. Well, he calls it the flora. I call it the fauna. Are they animals? Or are they? They're more like, what is a bacteria? It's a simplest form of life, actually, a bacteria. Then there's the viruses, which are sub life forms, I guess you would say. They're just strands of RNA and DNA. But boy, can they bring you down, huh? My point is this: all this stuff that you're being told about right now and hyped about is absolutely, absolutely the wrong thing to be doing. And who's at fault here? Well, Fauci and Burke and that group, Bill Gates. You know, it just cracks me up. Here you have Bill Gates telling us all what to do with vaccines, and he's not a doctor. He doesn't. I bet he's never taken an anatomy or physiology class. Does not understand the intricacies of what I just explained to you. I used to teach it. Hello, and I can tell you a mile away, he has no idea what he's talking about. And the other part of it, you know, let's go take a look. A strong look at these patents by GlaxoSmithKline and the Gates Foundation. They own the patents on these viruses, and they stand to make billions of dollars off these vaccines. That's why they're hyping it. Of course, they're going to kill a lot of people in the process. And you just heard a witness to this, that in the process of all this genetic manipulation of these viruses, it's going to kill millions of people. This is Jody McCofidis, PhD, who worked in this world, and still does. And she's telling us that these people are murderers, and they are. And Anthony Fauci's right there. Boy, can you bet something's going to happen with him, because he's been sold a lot of Trump rope, and so is Burke. Now remember, Trump inherited these people. He inherited these people. These people have been, they're part of the deep, 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 deep state. And he's going to clean out the deep state, you can bet. Do you think there's criminal implications here for Fauci? Yeah, let him talk. Well, actually, they pulled him off. If you notice, he's kind of not being seen anymore. That's kind of a healthy thing, don't you think? I think it's a very healthy thing that he's not being seen around. Now, Burke, on the other hand, man, I'll tell you, something's really going wrong with her. So Trump is going to close down this task force here. And guess what he's going to do? He's going to get busy. We didn't get busy. We didn't get busy back to work is what Trump wants to do. He wants to open everything up. And guess what? We are doing just that right now. California, forget it, Newsom. It's over. Absolutely over. Headlines, Fox News right now. Trump says coronavirus task force will continue indefinitely, focused to reopening and vaccines. Now, why is he doing vaccines? He's bringing it back to the United States. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to be talking. Chris Street's going to be joining. First of all, let me get this lined up. Chris Street's going to be joining us in the third hour. You've got a lot to talk about there. We talked about this notion that the president wants to put in New California, the Space Force. The New California will become the home for the Space Force. So, you know, there's a lot of idle infrastructure sitting around all the places in New California. And, of course, we have just pretty much decided in talking to people that negotiations with Long Beach, that parts of much of Long Beach, if not all of Long Beach, will become part of New California. So that's another big thing. There's a lot of infrastructure just sitting around idle, you know, because California was once one of the major hubs for aerospace, but because of all the repression, if you will, and businesses were forced out. You have Elon Musk, who's basically the last one standing. Of course, he can afford the billions of dollars that it cost to operate in California, basically being extorted by the California government. So anyway, the Space Force is looking like a place that's going to settle in New California. At least that's what we're hearing. I'm just kind of passing that along. You know, we get these sources of information to us, and gosh darn, they're always right. I hate it when this happens. But that's something that we're really finding out right now. And this is sort of breaking news here for us at Agenda 21 Radio, and of course with the other we're going to be talking next hour about Venezuela. And what was that thing going on over there in Venezuela? And I think we're going to have Dave Hodges join us in the next hour. We're going to be checking that one out. It just so happens he's got something going on. We got something going on with Venezuela, so we'll cover it. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. And, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com, State of the Future, NCS 51. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.